It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden. Yesterday, Te Pāti Māori launched a petition to change the official name of New Zealand to Aotearoa. The petition called on Parliament to change New Zealand to Aotearoa and begin a process alongside whānau, hapū and iwi to identify and officially restore the original Te Reo Māori names for all towns, cities and places right across the country by 2026. This week, Sazi speaks with ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden about this petition, whether she supports it, thinks it's important, and her opinion on the topic of official titles.
Yesterday, the Māori Party launched a petition to have New Zealand's name officially changed to Aotearoa. Do you support this petition?
Oh, look, from my perspective, I think there are much bigger issues that we could be focusing on. If I look around, what are the problems that I see in society today? I mean, we obviously have issues with our COVID response and making sure that we can actually live in a society where we don't have to continually go in and out of lockdowns and, you know, how we even get vaccines into more arms. We have educational standards that are continually slipping and house prices that have gone up 60% under this government. I think those are the issues on people's minds, not what is the name of our country.
But if changing the name of our country could potentially increase the amount of people who learn more Te Reo Māori and become more well-versed in the history or its communities and culture, isn't that an important step that's just as crucial as some of the things you listed before?
No, I don't think so. I think if you took a cross-section of New Zealand society, most people genuinely don't care what the name of our country is. You know, on any given day, I call it New Zealand. Some days I call it Aotearoa. Most days, I don't even really think about the name of my country. I just care that people actually have opportunities within it. But it's not true to say that if you changed the name of the country, everything would magnificently become better. You know, our caucus, we have a range of people who actively take up Te Reo Māori classes and bring Māori into our caucus meetings. That happens openly and willingly within the ACT Party without people saying, oh, well, you have to call the name of our country Aotearoa. And I think it's wrong to think that all Māori people think one way and are all calling for this to happen. This is a petition that's happening from the Māori Party, which doesn't even have a majority of Māori people voting for it. So from my perspective, I think this is a minor issue. But I can see how it's being raised, seeing as it is Māori Language Week. And you know what? I'm all in favour of a higher uptake of Te Reo Māori. I think it's wonderful and a beautiful language, and I wish I could speak it more. But I don't think that it is the biggest issue that's facing us at the moment.
But using the example of Te Reo Māori becoming an official language in 1987, don't you think that impacted the amount of Māori spoken in Aotearoa? So why wouldn't this latest petition impact the amount of Te Reo Māori spoken?
I think our society has progressed to become more open to people speaking multiple languages, which I think is a wonderful thing. I think it was terrible what happened where people had their language suppressed by the government, people telling others that they can't actually speak their own language. But New Zealand is a multicultural society now, and I think it's wonderful that we accept that people can speak a range of languages. I don't think, though, that the Māori Party coming out and saying that they want Aotearoa to be the official name of the country would make any real difference, because as we say, we have English as an official language, we have Māori as an official language, we have sign language as an official language. I'm not sure what they're actually really asking for here. People can every day either call it New Zealand or Aotearoa. I think what's on their mind is, well, are they planning on stopping people from saying New Zealand? I'm not sure what they actually hope to achieve, but I would hope that all politicians in New Zealand actually had on their minds the issues that New Zealanders have on their minds, which is the state of our healthcare, the state of our failing education system, and how on earth we're going to end up getting out of a situation where we find ourselves in constant lockdowns and needing to pile on huge amounts of debt for the next generation.
So does the ACT Party not see official status as important or advantageous to the way future people view the country or potentially approach its history?
I think it currently already is at official status. You know, we currently have the Māori Language Act. People have been referring to New Zealand and Aotearoa as our country for years. I mean, Aotearoa and the Māori language have been around as official status for my entire life. I think it's wrong to say that there is no official status of our country having multiple languages and people willingly and openly being able to communicate in either. But I don't think forcing the argument or the debate on compulsory te reo versus compulsory English actually goes anywhere to progressing us as a society. I think it in fact divides us even more.
And coming back to the topic we discussed last week, in which David Seymour tweeted a priority vaccine code for Māori, yesterday News Hub came out with an interview with Māori Party's John Samihere, where he said that he has since been contacted by some ACT members who said they were appalled and apologetic by Seymour's actions. Did you know about this?
No, I don't. I have no knowledge of this at all. And I would actually ask and put the question back to John Tamahere, how many people actually said this to him? Because if you actually asked how many people, I think you'd find it's either zero or a very, very small number, because this has not come to me as the deputy leader of the ACT Party.
Even if it were a small amount of members, doesn't that tension within the party suggest that some type of conversation with David Seymour should take place or suggest some sort of consequence?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, David is free to speak his mind, as is every member of the ACT Party. And that's the beauty of the ACT Party. We are people who believe in the dignity and rights of individual New Zealanders, and everybody is free to have their own voice. If there are some members of the party that disagree with David, then they are absolutely welcome to. However, I would suggest that people spend far too much time thinking about one diverging view on Twitter versus the actual voices that we're hearing in real life. And they are coming thick and fast in support of the ACT Party and in support of saying that there should be equal rights for all New Zealanders, and let's stop dividing people based on their skin colour and on their history from who their grandparents were. If we want vaccine uptake, we should want vaccine uptake for all people, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
That was Zazi speaking with Brooke Van Velden on the Māori Party's petition to change New Zealand's name to Aotearoa, as well as comments made by John Tamahere saying that ACT members were appalled and apologetic about David Seymour's Māori vaccine tweet posted last week. That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.